The sole constitutional duty of the state legislature is to provide a budget, and we have reached that stage for this year, Senator.
We have. It's one of those times of year when you're going through thousands upon thousands of line items, try to ensure that government is funded adequately, but also we're carrying a balanced budget to ensure that we're being good stewards of the people's money and their trust, unlike the federal government.
You mentioned a key point, that is, the state is constitutionally mandated to have a balanced budget.
We are, and a lot of times that does make it difficult, but at the same time, it ensures that we have to make those tough decisions that, just like you and your household, you can't spend more than you make. It's not sustainable, and it does make it difficult at times, but it is. I love the fact that we have to keep in the parameters of carrying a balanced budget here in the state.
We hear so much, especially this year, with all the federal money mainly designed to fight against COVID, but still there's that the fact that, again, with the balanced budget, there's still plenty of room to look for fraud, waste, and abuse.
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking billions of dollars. We're at around a $34 billion budget. We still have to dive into it. Our state auditor, they have to do reports on departments to kind of look through and sift through all that sort of spending. And it's our responsibility to look at those reports and try to dive in to see what necessary cuts we have to make. Yes, we do have a huge influx of federal funds, but that is no excuse for abuse and the misuse of not our tax dollars, but the federal money is tax dollars of our kids and grandkids. So we definitely have to be responsible with that, make cuts and provisions where we have to.
And I know when the budget makes two rounds to the Senate, and during that first round, I know you stepped in several times to ask the questions that I know in your mind needed to be asked.
Yeah, there's a heated debate on the way what needs to be funded. And one thing that I think we need to really hone in on is our transportation. A lot of people think we need to continue to raise the gas tax. And I assure you, looking at this budget, we have a substantial amount of general revenue that we could invest in our roads and bridges without having to continue to raise taxes. Those are the types of questions I ask. I mean, why aren't we doing this? When I came into the legislature in 2010, we were at about a $21 billion budget. We're now at $34 billion budget. I mean, those increases, I believe we could have invested substantially into our infrastructure without having to raise a single dime. And those are the questions, the hard questions that we have to ask ourselves, and to ensure the people of Missouri that we're being faithful, good stewards, and we're living within our means and not always having to go to the vote of the people of continual tax increases after tax increases after tax increases. So that's what I was elected to do, and I'll continue to do that.